So therefore, this one, this bodhicitta, this altruism, you see, the cherishing other sentient beings, and you see, obtaining enlightenment. This is, you see, this exercise, this you see, exercise. This comes from, you see, by depending on the sentient beings, their kindness. So without the sentient beings, without the sentient beings' existence, without, you know, if you see, then without sentient beings existing, without the suffering sentient beings, there's no way, you see, to actualize this bodhicitta, this altruism, you know, to achieve enlightenment. So however, the root of the path, the whole realization of the great level, you see, the ultimate goal, the full enlightenment, everything received by dependent kindness of each sentient being. So, like these sentient beings are so precious. And not only that, not only that, in our day-to-day life, all the enjoyment, all the enjoyment we receive by dependent kindness of sentient beings. The comfort, you see, that we, happiness, the comfort that we have, you know, you see, living in the comfortable house. So, numberless, you see, creatures, insects, of them, suffered, died, then, you see, many others, many other living beings, they have to harm, they have to kill. So they have to create, you see, the negative action. So therefore, so much of them, this is numberless of the living beings, by, you see, by suffering, you know, killing and dying, then we receive, you see, this, you know, we receive this happiness, as this comfort, you see, protection to our life. And then, same, even the, you know, clothing, you see, this enjoyment and happiness that we have, comfort, by wearing the clothing, the dress, so this clothing also, you see, the such as silk clothing and animals, you know, hair, I say, coat, so many. You see, the these clothing, also many, in many, you see, say, many other beings, they died, you know, they suffered, then many other beings, maybe they have to harm, they, you know, have to kill other beings. So like this, then we received this enjoyment, you see, we receive this clothing, and you see, then we have this comfort, this enjoyment. Now, drink or eating, you see, that you see, by drinking, eating, that we're able to survive our life, able to protect our life. So this happiness, this this enjoyment, this comfort. Then also received by dependent kindness of the sentient beings. So even one cup of tea numberless insects, many insects that we don't see, only except through machines. So you see, numberless of them, so many have to die even for one cup of tea. And so, however, so even this enjoyment, comfort, you see, can receive, you see, so many sentient beings by suffering and by, you see, dying. So, like this, so same thing. So one bowl of soup, same. It came from so many, you see, uncountable, so many insects, you see, by suffering has been killed. And I see that's how we got comfort, you see, eating, say, by eating just one bowl of soup. Then same thing, one rice. Numberless of insects, say, which in the field they have to suffer and they have to die, and the many other things there have to harm. So this one rice came, one has received. So this one rice came from another rice, and that rice came from another rice. So numberless. So therefore, if we think all the continuation of this one rise, the unconceivable numberless beings, we can't imagine how many beings they died, suffered for this one time, one rise, or continuation. And the human beings, and other beings, you see, they then harming them. Then create native action, and that's how we receive the rice. So therefore, all the day-to-day life, all the comfort, all the enjoyment, you see, we receive by dependent, completely, you see, we receive, you see, by dependent kindness of other sentient beings. So therefore, again, by this reason, again, by this reason, you see, there's no time to think of oneself. there's no way, you see, to use these things for one, for thinking only for to obtain only happiness for self. to obtain happiness only for self. so that attitude becomes, you see, so, you see, that attitude becomes, so, you see, becomes very cruel toward, you see, towards the sentient beings. So however, by having these enjoyments, by using these enjoyments, by receiving this enjoyment, one got to do something. One got to do something for these sentient beings. One got to do something to benefit for these sentient beings, numberless sentient beings, from where all this enjoyment came, or enjoyments of our day-to-day life. So, however, if one cherish even one sentient being, you see, that leads you to enlightenment. You see, if one practice compassion to one sentient being, if one cherish one sentient being, that leads you, you see, that leads you to enlightenment. You see, that purifies so much obscurations and accumulates so much merit. oneself taking care, oneself serving even one sentient being. You see, accumulates unbelievable merit, and it becomes itself becomes incredible purification, purifying the obscurations. So cherishing even one sentient being. So that leads, that makes possible, you see, that leads, you see, you to enlightenment. if one does not cherish this one sentient being, this one sentient being, for example, the enemy or the, you see, the friend who stopped, who abandoned you, who left you, or who doesn't love you. For example, this one a living being, if one doesn't cherish, you see, it stops enlightenment. it becomes an obstacle. if one doesn't cherish this one sentient being, then you see, it becomes a fundamental obstacle. You see, oneself to achieve the peerless happiness. Oneself to achieve the peerless happiness, the full enlightenment. You see, to actualize the altruism, you see, to actualize the altruism, you know, cherishing every living being, and you see, and you see, to bring everyone to peerless happiness, full enlightenment. You see, this becomes an obstacle to generate. The door of the great vehicle. And then this becomes obstacle. Not cherishing this one person. What is the example? The enemy or the friend who left you. Whatever. Then you see it becomes obstacle to develop. You see all the realizations of the complete the six parameters, all the realizations of the great vehicle, then to achieve the peerless happiness, full enlightenment. So all these things doesn't happen if one left out, if one renounces this one sentient being. So all these realizations from the bodhicitta, from this altruism, all this between the realizations of the great vehicle, you see, up to the highest full enlightenment, you see, the cessation of all the obscuration and the completion of all the realizations. So all these things you achieve, one achieve by cherishing this one sentient being. So there's big differences. You see, not cherishing, it doesn't happen, all these things. By cherishing this one person, you see, all this attainment, you see, one is able to complete developing the mind in the path. So there's huge, huge differences. You see. So therefore, even this person, what I call enemy, a person who doesn't love me, even this person, what I call enemy, you see, who harms me, whom I believe harming me, you see, whom I label harming me, you see, extremely kind, so precious, unbelievably precious. And so like this, even one sentient being is unbelievably precious. So therefore, so one sentient being is so precious, you see, how much it benefits to you, you see, by cherishing that one, even that one sentient being, and by serving, by serving even that one's need. What is father, mother, what is child, what is, you see, what even it's one's own enemy. You see, especially that, you see, especially that is, you see, how say, it makes to develop one's own mind so rapidly, you see, in the past. So, however, the real teacher who makes to develop mind for past, in part. However, so one sentiment is unbelievable, precious. So now, so therefore one should cherish even one sentiment, even if it's one sentiment, one should cherish. from the eye, the ego cherishing the self. all the problems came from the ego. it cherishes the eye. So therefore all the problems came from the eye. So for example, like this. cherishing oneself. You see, now like this. as long as the thought cherishing oneself. As long as there's ego cherishing self, there's no enlightenment, there's no peerless happiness. Same thing from Bodhicitta. You see, all this the altruism, the draw of the great vehicle, all the relations up to peerless happiness, one to another. So this becomes the greatest obstacle for the temporary happiness. This becomes so as I explained before, even day to day life, you see how the problem comes from the ego. So therefore, that's how we gonna find peace in our mind, in our life, daily life. So like this. So cherishing oneself is the draw of all the problems. no success of temporary or especially ultimate. You see, up to peerless happiness for the enlightenment. So therefore, you see, renounce oneself and cherish others, even one sentient being. So who is more important? Who is more precious? So this one sentient being, even this one sentient being, is it? You see, more precious than oneself. Because all your happiness, all the good things come from this one sentient being. All the problems come from I. So this one sentient being is so precious, so one cherished. So there are two sentient beings. Then even become more precious. because you see, every sentient being is so precious like this. You see, success, happiness come when received by the end of each sentient being. now two sentient beings become even more precious because by number more important than oneself. So therefore one should cherish and work for the. Now receive 100 centimeters. You see, it's much more much more precious by number. You see, much more precious, more important than oneself. So you see, so therefore you see, one should cherish and one you should work for them. Now you see, billions of sentient beings, even much more precious, become much more precious. So therefore one should cherish them, you see, as much more important than oneself. So more number we think, you see, the eye is become, you see, eyes, you see, one can see, and you see, less and less important. From very beginning, you see, from very beginning, you see, the eye is the source of all the problems, from where all the problems came. The other, you see, from where all the happiness and success came. So even one sentient being, you see, like this. So now, you see, even from the beginning, there's big differences. So now the sentient beings are numberless. Sentient beings are numberless. You see, numberless. So therefore, you see, now numberless, so they become unbelievable precious. Unbelievable precious, important, was numberless. You see, so now if you look at the eye, after reaching that much power, then now if you look at the eye, the self, you see, if you look at the eye itself, you see, it's nothing. The eye is nothing. You see, eye is nothing. Because nothing important. Completely lost. The eye, the self. When we think of numberless thinking things. First, you see, who is more precious? This one sentient being or you? Is that thing? This sentient one sentient being more precious? Then now numberless. So when we get back the self, I the self, which is nothing, it is absolutely nothing, nothing more. So now you can see it. So now you can see the meditation. So now you can see it. Our problem is not our problem. You see, when we look at by thinking all the numberless sentient beings are so precious and so important. So now look at the eye. You see nothing. You see completely nothing. So the how much problem we have. So how much problem we think. I say, you know, I have this problem, that problem, this problem. you see, so much worry and fear. I have this problem, that problem. you see, so much that we build it up by thinking only I. You see. So you see, through this meditation, you see the Buddhist meditation, the exchange of ones for others. Now you can see how much problem one has is nothing. How much problem is a disaster that one experiences is nothing. It becomes nothing. You see. So in your mind, in your heart, the most important thing is the others, is the sentient being, the numberless sentient being. So you see. There's nothing to cherish. There's nothing in our life. In our life, there's nothing there's nothing to cherish. There's nothing to cherish, you see, other than the sentient beings. In our life, there's nothing, in our life, there's nothing, you see, there's nobody, in our life, there's nobody to work for other than, you see, sentient beings. You see, there's nobody in our life to work for other than the sentient beings. the works other than that is empty, is meaningless, no meaning. No meaning. Then, so there, you see, so you see, so, how one can do this? How one can exchange oneself for others? You see, instead of cherishing oneself, cherish others. How this is possible, you know, to do this? Is it because, you see, this body we received from parents. This is, you see, originally, this was part of parents' body. This body was a part of parents' body. You see, then, you see, originally this was other people's body. You see, then, and then oneself, then oneself labeled. Then you see, then oneself labeled. You see, oneself labeled I, oneself labeled I, and then cherish. You see, that's how it happened. even though this origin, this body is other's body. You see, part of parents' body. So now same thing. So now, same thing, also, what's called others, what is called others, you see, is also merely labeled, it's also merely labeled by the mind. You see, you know, and then, you see, mind can switch, the mind can switch, you see, instead of cherishing. The I can cherish others. So this is the logic that how the mind can be changed. Say, instead of cherishing oneself, how it can be change the object and cherish others. So however, then after this, then after this, say, the practice, you see, the visualization, the practice, you know, exchange ones for others, the visualization. So, taking, first one generate, you see, the compassion, how wonderful it is if all the sentiments and if they're free from all the suffering causes, then I will free them from all the suffering causes, then generate great compassion. then one take all the undesirable place. the for example, hell beings, or the undesirable place, the ice place, cold hells, then hot hells, the fire, you know, fire, you know, place, or the hot red burning, then animal beings, the undesirable place, the hungry ghost beings, undesirable place, then human beings, or the undesirable place, you see, dirty, unclean, all the undesirable place, if you want to take into in the form of pollution, all kind of all become kind of
fucking
or kind of issue, and become fucking issue. You see, you know, the pollution.
Then
when truth knows, then you see. Then absorb on the ego, the self-changing power. Everything absorb on the ego, the self-changing power. Then, then you see, you give it all to this ego. Use it as a weapon. Use it as a weapon. then the ego, the self-changing power, completely become completely, you know, destroyed. The self-cherishing thought become non-existent. Ego become non-existent. Then, even the object, even the object, the I, which the ego strongly cherishes, that even emotional I or that real I, we see existing from the side. Then even that, you see. Together, even that become empty. Even that become completely empty. Then, so one can take the all the observable, you see, their place. Then you see all the cause, all the sufferings, all the problems. So if one has depending whatever if one has relationship problems, then think of all others' relationship problems. So if one has a particular disease, then first think of all others, is there particular, all those others, nobody's doing, we have this particular disease, then all the rest of the, all the rest of the sufferings and all the causes, then like shaving hair or like, you know, like, taking it, like if the thorn went, if the thorn went inside, you know, like taking out the thorn, you see, like that, all the suffering and the causes, then all, you see, as one breathe in, as one breathe in slowly, then they're all, you see, in the form of pollution, you see, immediately. You know, they become free, completely free from the more suffering causes. Then, in the form of pollution, then when they through the nose, then again, same thing. You see, destroy the ego, the ego, and the, also the I, the real I, emotional I, which appears existing from inside. You see, even that, you see, all together. Complete empty. Then, so one concentrate, one concentrate in that emptiness. You see, a little bit in that emptiness, the ultimate truth of the I. One concentrate a little bit in that. So this way, it is combined. The conventional bodhicitta. Practice of the conventional bodhicitta, the altruism, the thought of enlightenment, you see, and the practicing the right view, the absolute, say, absolute bodhicitta, even though we don't have wisdom, absolute bodhicitta, but which directly precedes emptiness, however, then you see, in this way, the taking, the bodhicitta practice, taking and giving is integrated also with the emptiness, you know, meditation on the ultimate truth. then you see, one generates the loving kindness. how wonderful it evolved, sentient beings, they have happiness, cause, and I will cause them to have a happiness. Then, by generating loving kindness, declared loving kindness, by thinking the same thing there. Then, the more extensive way to think is that the one of my general compassion, patient and things, even what they don't want to suffer. But you see, they are ignorant in the cause of suffering, and they constantly create the cause. They constantly create the cause of suffering. Even they know what is called suffering, but they're lazy to abandon the cause of the suffering. And then, or then like this, then one of my practice, great loving kindness, even the same thing, what the one is happiness, but the devoid of is it happiness, even they have temporary happiness, but they devoid of ultimate happiness. So like that, you know, full enlightenment. So, and they don't know cause of happiness, even they know, but is it, lazy, you know, unable to practice. then one studies, yeah, how wonderful like that. Then, then one give, one visualize one's own body, you see, which grand jewel, you see, which grand jewel, that jewel that which grants all the wishes, you know, that brings all the whatever they want. You see, visualize which grand jewel. Then you see, then you see, the three time marriage, all the call, all the good karma, all the positive actions, all the result of happiness, up to highest enlightenment. So everything you want to give. So and you see possessions. Then possession, there's friend, there's surrounding people, surrounding people, anything that you see. So everything, possessions, surrounding people, the friend, so called, you see, the you know, so they received everything, whatever they want. So by the so they received all the merit, you see, all the realization up to enlightenment, everything they received. So so from this, those who want friend, they received friend, they found friend. Those who want to find a guru, they found a perfect guru. Those who want to find a retreat place, they found a retreat place. Those who want to find a job, they found a job. So those who want to find a doctor, they found a qualified doctor. They also want to find medicine, they found a medicine. So whatever they receive, they want, they receive. Then also, especially, for human beings, the main thing is the shortage of the means of living. Oh, you see, one problem. So, however, each, you see, each human being, from your body, which is which grand jewel, you see, all the merits, they receive whole sky, they receive the whole sky filled with dollars. Whole sky, you see, each person receiving, each person receiving showers, showers of, you see, say millions of dollars. Each person's house, whole house, completely filled with the, packed with the, the dining room, kitchen. However, everything completely filled with the dollars, you know, millions of dollars. So this, this is making charity. So if you make charity like this, if you make charity like this, you see, if we can visualize as extensive as possible, and we make charity, then we are creating the cause for success. We are creating the cause. By the way, by the way, even if we don't expect for wealth, even if we don't expect to receive wealth, you see, by making charity like this as extensive as possible, as you can, as one can think of, as much as possible, you see, and then. You see, we're creating the cause of wealth. You see, success. to find so this life, future life, to find jobs is to find jobs easily. to find jobs easily. You see, this life and all the future life. However, to not be poverty in the world. That's it. So, however, this becomes cause of what. You see, our success. You see, to be so that by having success, so that we can benefit more to others. So that's the whole. That is the whole apology. That's a political one. Say. So by making charity to others like this, then we create the cause. That's it. Of the success, so by having more success, then you are able to help more, you see, for others and things. So I, however, for human beings like this, so, so you see, the, ultimate, so they all this enjoyment, so all this enjoyment, all this enjoyment become only a cause to generate the part in their mind. So mental wisdom, and they all become enlightened. You see, so that's the ultimate. Every human being. free from all the sovereign causes. So, so therefore, and the, then, similar like this, which is one dedicated with worldly gods, and deva, sura, asuras, according to such armor, protection, armor, and so forth, according to their need. then same thing, they become enlightened. then one makes charity, you see, one to practice giving to the, all the hell beings. so so one 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 thing is the you see place. the you see hell as one. One does practice of giving. you see, so yours, so you see, by giving to them, they place, for example, helpings, they place completely transformed and pure realm. It's pure land. you see, utopia, utopia of the pure realm. so I have to think also the place. that one I just didn't get mentioned before. so one should visualize how the pure land, pure realm of the enlightened being is described. How blissful it is. There's no suffering at all. so you see, you visualize the quality of the pure realm. having perfect enjoyment and nothing, there's no suffering, nothing causes delusion. you see, all that. So most beautiful as possible. You see? Then, you see, all the houses, one is the fire, all the iron houses, one is fire, all become mandala. Mandala, you see, all become jewel palace. You see, like that. Then they all receive what they want, and then they become enlightened. Then send them for pedagogies, place, transform, to them. Then, you see, they receive you see, many thousands of food, you see, natural food to them. So, however, particularly, thinking according to what they need. Then, however, ultimate thing is that they all become enlightened. Then, animal beings, you see, protection, you see, manifesting the deities, the Vajrapani so called enlightened beings, you see, protecting them from other animals attacking. So, this is one of the main fear, you know. Then, they all receive whatever they want, then, being called special apart, become enlightened. Then one may then the so all this sentient beings one okay one you know one key that's you know the Bodhisattvas. So one take, also one take all the obscure, you know, subtle obscurations. High Bodhisattvas, high Bodhisattvas. Then for Buddhas, they have to take, you know, as I said, you see, to, you see, you know, often, then, the Gurus, Buddhas, you know. So therefore, now, then, after everyone become enlightened, you see, then you see rejoice. How wonderful it is, you know, that I have enlightened everyone. So, this is a practice. You see, the exchanging ones, so actual practice, exchanging ones for others by mentioning the. You see. After mentioned on the shortcomings of self-judgment code, and you see, and how sentient beings are, you see, so kind, so precious. You see, they mentioned their kindness, how they're precious,